Today's shir is Masechta Ksuvos Daf Kuf Gimel. We will begin on Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Beis, 5 lines from the bottom, LaYoyim HaRishon. Our Mishnah yesterday discussed a situation where a husband marries a wife who already has a daughter, and he agreed to support her for 5 years. And that marriage ends, and she marries another man who makes the same deal with her to support her daughter. So essentially there are two people who are obligated to support this girl. And the Mishnah said that those obligations are exclusive of each other. They can't share the obligation. And moreover, the Mishnah said that the husband could not say to the girl that he's supposed to support, I'll support you in my home. If he's not married to her mother and she's not living in his home, he has to send her the support wherever she is. Amar Chizda, Zoysa Maris. What do we see from our Mishnah? Bas Eitzel Imo. The place for girls by her mother. And therefore, the husband cannot demand that the girl live by him. Ask the Gemara, Maid B'Gdoyle Askinen, who says that our Mishnah is referring to a girl who's an adult? And we could extrapolate that even an adult girl is supposed to be with her mother. Dilma, maybe our Mishnah is referring B'Gtana Askinen. It's a young girl. And there's a story that happened that Chazal said because of that situation she should be with her mother. The Tanya, the Brisa quotes a story. There was someone who passed away and left over a young child, Le'imai. Yarsha Av, and his Yarshim of the father, let this child be with us and we'll support him. V'imai Meris, Yehei B'ni Godel Etzli. No, I want my child to be with me, not with you. The halach is, Menichon Oysoy Etzlimoy. We leave the child with its mother. The Ein Menichon Oysoy Etzlroy L'Yarshay. We don't leave the child with the Yarshim, because there was a Maisahoya, where once we did allow the child to be with the Yarshim, the Shachtua Erev Harishin. The first night, they killed the child. He was competition to them to take a shear of the Yerusha, so they killed him. So we see that a young child isn't left with these people who have a vested interest in him not being on the scene. There's an interesting Yavetz. The Yavetz says that the original girsa, the original wording here was an ayin resh pei, which means Erev Pesach. That it was Erev Pesach, and they were anxious in killing this child to get him out of the way. Even though it was Erev Pesach, and by killing him, they were doing two averis. Number one, the terrible aver of killing. And number two, they became tamei, and they could not participate in the Korban Pesach. Their anxiety, their being anxious to get this child out of the way, got the best of them. He says that girsa was removed from the Gemara by the censor, because they would have started saying, you see, the Jews kill on Erev Pesach. So we see that a young child, so maybe a young child we don't live with the Yarshim, and that's the person, that's the type of girl our Mishnah is referring to. Answers the Gemara, Imkain listening Lamakam Shahi. If all the point is that it's a young child and that's why we don't leave her with the Yarshim, why does the Mishnah use the words Mai Lamakam Shima? Why does the Mishnah use the words where her mother is? Shmami na, to go out of the way to teach us the Bas Eitzah Aim. A daughter remains with the mother. Loishna Gedoyev Loishna Ktana makes no difference if the girl is an adult or a non-adult. And this is the basis, we don't really have the time to go into all the details, of the halacha that the Rishonim and the Shulchan Aruch already discussed. If Chas V'Shalom there's a divorce, what happens with the children? That the Shulchan Aruch says that the girls go with the mother, and the boys, there's a machlokes Rambam and Ravid. The Rambam says the boys until the age of 6 go to the mother, then they go to the father. The Ravid disagrees, and he says, what's the age of 6? Because the child has to get chinuch, and it's the father who has to be mechanuch the sons. Says the Ravid, chinuch begins before the age of 6. And he therefore says the age is 4. The Magen Mishnah tries to make peace between the Rambam and the Ravid, and he seems to say that the Rambam, who says the age of 6, is referring to a situation where the divorced couple live in the same town anyway. So the father will have an opportunity to be mechanach the child. The Ravid is referring to a situation where they're not living in the same town and the father doesn't have visitation with the child, so it's too late to get him involved only when he's 6 years old. The Marajdam already says that this, that we quoted based on our Gemara, that girls' places with the mother is not under all circumstances. A girl needs a father to have an influence in her life. The Mechis Yitzchak, and all the Pais can really basically say that every situation has to be analyzed individually to see what is best for the specific child given the situation with the parents. Lo Yom Mishneyem. So we learned that if the two fathers, if the two stepfathers are obligated to support, they can't say we'll each pay half. Each one has an independent obligation. And moreover, the Mishnah said, one should give actual mezonos, and one will give the cash value. Says the Gemara, who gavra the ogle rai chai l'chavrayu? So the way the sheet explains this Gemara, there was a man that owned a mill. But the way the mills worked in those days, they were turned by an animal. And he didn't own an animal, so the mill didn't do much for him. So he rented a mill to his colleague. You have an animal, I'll rent you the mill. And the deal was that for that, the rental fee was that he would do all the milling that he needed. In other words, Reuven rented his mill to Shimon because Reuven didn't have an animal to turn it. And the Shimon's payment to Reuven was that any milling Reuven needed, Shimon would do for him. L'soif iater, and then Baruch Hashem, Reuven gets wealthy. Zoven rechai v'chamer, he was able to buy a new mill and a new animal. Amalei, so now Reuven turns to Shimon and says to him, Ado idna havna techina gabach. Till now I was milling by you. I didn't have an animal, I didn't have the ability to mill. Hashta, but now I have my own mill, so I don't need you to provide milling services for me. Havle agra. Pay me cash. Pay me money as rent. That's what I could use. Amalei, mitchat chininalach. So the Shimon says to him, we entered into an arrangement where I'm going to do milling for you. I'm not going to pay you cash. So Ravina wanted to say that this is the situation of Amish Nishnah. Hanimus Nisan. Because we just explained, our Mishnah says, these two men who both have the same obligation to support this girl may not say, Harei anu zonu nasoi ka'achot, that we'll share their obligation. El echad zonu, one should actually give her mezonos, ve'echad nasoi demei mezonos, the other one should give her cash. So you see where a person doesn't want the mezonos, they can request cash. So isn't the same here? Amle Ravira. So Ravira says you can't compare the two situations. A person can only eat one meal. So therefore, this girl, if both of them are going to give her mezonos, there's nothing for her to do with the second set of mezonos. She could only eat once. However, hocha, in our situation, I'm going to continue milling for you. I, you have your own mill, so you go mill and sell whatever you mill. Why should I have to pay cash with the arrangement we have between us is that I'll do milling for you. However, says the Gemara, when could Shimon make this claim? That he has empty time with the mill. So for him to go have to pay cash where he could use that time to mill on behalf of Reuven is unfair. He has more than enough customers for his mill without Reuven, and he still insists that I'm only going to pay you with services, not with cash. That's it's a situation of zen nena, the zelechos, so he has nothing to lose. He'll be busy anyway, and therefore he should pay, and not just say, I'm going to mill, and that's how I'm going to pay. Continues the Mishnah. Amona Sha'amrafa, Amona says, if she loses my base bali. We know that the halacha is, that the ksuba, from the Tanai ksuba is, that the amana remains in the home of her husband and gets supported. And she says, I want to remain in this home. Says the Mishnah, any yarshim yichayim loy malah l'chi l'beis avich. The yarshim may not tell her, go back to your father's home. V'anu azonu ayisach, and we'll send you mezonos there. El zonu ayisach v'noisim l'amad l'fi kvaydeh. They support her in her husband's home. Amra, yef shalav azozme beis Abba, what about the opposite situation? She says, I want to live with my father. Here the Yarshim could tell her, Im at etzleinu, if you remain with us, yesh lach mezoinus we'll support you. But if you refuse to remain with us, then we will not continue supporting her. However, if she has a legitimate reason why she doesn't want to live with these yarshim, she's a young woman and they're young men, and she says, I'm concerned, the Rishonim say, that we'll live in the same home, something inappropriate may happen, or people will say that we're perhaps acting inappropriately. There, her explanation is legitimate, and she has a right to move back to her parents' home and still receive mezoinus. However, the Mefarshim make two observations. She only can make this claim if these Yarshim are not her children. They're her husband's children from another marriage, or they're her husband's brothers. But she can't say, I don't want to live with my own children, because I'm worried that people are going to say it's inappropriate. Another observation that the Imri Bina makes in our Mishnah is that she has the right to say that it's inappropriate that I should have to live with these people because of what it looks like. But the Yarshim don't have a right to make that claim. Only she has the right to make that claim, not they. Tan Rabbanan explains the Braisa. Mishtameshes b'mother, she lives in a home, k'derech she'mishtameshes b'chai bala, as she lived while her husband was alive. B'avadim b'shvachas, and she has slaves, k'derech she'mishtameshes b'chai bala, like she had when her husband was alive. B'karim v'kastos, linen, k'derech she'mishtameshes b'chai bala, like she had when her husband was alive. B'klikas v'klizov, and similarly silver and gold utensils, k'derech she'mishtameshes b'chai bala, all the same, like when her husband lived. Shekach kosev lo, this is what the husband wrote to her. Va'ate yasvus bebeisi, this is what the Ksuba says, you will remain in my home, umidzini menechse, and live off my estate, kol yimei mega melosach bebeisi, as long as you're a widow. And the Mefarshim, the Rishonim, say that even though she is entitled to live in his home, they do have a right to segregate a separate apartment in the home. They don't have to have her living in all the rooms. Moreover, the Rishonim say that she does not have the right to say, okay, you're giving me a home, I'll rent out that apartment and rent myself another apartment. That she doesn't have a right to do. Tana Rabbi Yosi. So Rabbi Yosef says, v'beis tziv lo b'biksi. Let's say the husband only left over a hut, which is really not a very suitable living place. There, she doesn't have a right to demand that she wants to continue living there. How do we know this? The Rishonim say because the Ksuba uses the word Bebesi twice, as we just read the wording of the Ksuba. Vata Yasus Bebesi, or Mitzim Nixi Koyime Mega Alumas Bebesi. So since he uses the word Bebesi twice, we learn this din. There's a Machloikus Rishonim, that let's say the husband did not leave over a suitable apartment, that there's no obligation to have her live there, when they support her, is included in the obligation of support, paying her rent in the apartment that she's going to take because the husband didn't leave an apartment for her to live in. Chalkus Rishonim. Om Rav Nachman, Yisayim Rishimach Mother Almana, if Yisayim go and sell this apartment, Leosav Leiklum, the sale is void. Ask the Gemara, Omaishtam Adam Rav Asi Om Rabbi Yochanan, Dom Rav Asi Om Rabbi Yochanan, Yisayim Shikidmu Ummachru Ben Nechosim Ma'atim, Mashimachru Machru. The Loch is that if a father leaves over a very minimal estate and he leaves over young daughters, the first obligation is to support those daughters. However, the halacha is that if the yosaimim, before the girls could seize that money for their support, went and sold those assets, the sale is valid. So why is that sale valid, yet the sale of the apartment not valid? Answers the Gemara. The obligation to support the daughters from the estate only begins when the father dies. At that same moment, the Yarshim become the owners of the estate. So if they're quick and they sell those assets before the girls get their hands on it, it's valid. However, here the obligation that she has, the lien to live in that apartment, began when the Ksuba was written while the husband was still alive, and that's why her obligation precedes theirs, and their sale is void. Omer Abaya, Noktinon, the loch is, Mother Amona Shanafel, if the house falls down, ain a yarshim chayavim lefnaisai. The yarshim don't have to rebuild it. Tanya nami hochi, moda amonish shenofal, if this home falls down, ain a yarshim chayavim lefnaisai, they don't have to rebuild it. Furthermore, v'loy oid, elihi oimeres hinichuni vevnenim shali, she sees that this home is about to fall down, so she goes and she says, you know what, I'll build it to avoid being left without a home, ain hayarshim, ain shayman loy, we don't allow her. Boy, abai, shipsa mai, teku. As Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, how to understand this shayla of shipsa. Tosfos explains the question this way. If she went and she fixed it, and now the house is going to last, so certainly she could stay there. The shayla is if a woman sees that this house is deteriorating, it's going to fall. So she wants to fix it to avoid a situation where it falls and she doesn't have where to live. Do we allow her to fix it or not? And that, according to Tosfos, is the Gemara Shaila, which remains with a teiku. According to Rashi, the Gemara's question is a different question. A woman saw that the house is about to fall. The Almana saw the house is about to fall. And she knows that if the house falls, she's left without a home. So she quickly went and fixed it from her own funds. And now the house is good. It's going to last a long time. Could the Yisayimim say to her, this house wouldn't have been here if not for your investment, and therefore we look at the house as long as if it already collapsed and you're out? Or do we look at the fact that the house stands and she remains there, and it's a teiku? Amra efshi. But on the other hand, can you open the window? If she said that I want to stay by my father and support me there, so they don't have to. Ask the Gemara, why does it bother the assignment that they should support her when she's living by her father's home? Answers the Gemara Masailel Rav Huna. Dom Rav Huna, Birkas Habayis Beruba. There's more bracha when there are more people in a home. And Rishonim say a number of pshatim. Taisha says the easiest pshat. There's certain fixed costs. Electricity is a fixed cost. If you have one person in the home, in a room where you have 100 people in the room. And therefore, the cost of supporting her is cheaper if she's with them. Another pshat that the Rishonim give is that when there are many people living and working together, so there's more productivity. So if she's going to be with them, there'll be more productivity and the cost of living will be lower. Another pshat along the same line is that when there are more people, there's more mazel. And that mazel brings a hatzlocha to the home. And that's why when she's not here, they say it's detrimental to them. Says the Gemara V'leisvoi l'fi Birkas Habayis. So why don't they make a calculation and say, yes, if you lived here, it would be cheaper for us to support you when you're living on your own and give her the lower amount, but not completely cut her out? Answers the Gemara Hachanami. When the Mishnah says that she doesn't receive support when she's not living with them, it doesn't mean that she receives no support. It means she receives less support. Amar Rav Huna. So Rav Huna says, fascinating wording of Rav Huna. This is what Imram Shif explains Rav Huna. He says, there are many Gemaras throughout Shas where Chazal give us different advice how to become smart, how to become wealthy, how to become healthy. He says, but certain times we have Gemaras that the point of the Gemara is bechlal not to teach us those subjects. But while the Gemara is teaching us something else, Chazal, in their infinite wisdom, also teach us how to become wealthy or healthy or smart. Lashon Chacham and Bracha, the Chazal's words teach us how to have Bracha, Lashon Chacham Aisha, how to become wealthy, Lashon Chacham Marpi, how to become healthy. Bracha Damarin. Here we see, Chazal just were teaching us Halacha Masechet Ksubos, but they taught us, by the way, that if you have many people at home, it's the way you bring Bracha to your home. Lashon Chacham and Aisha, where do we see that that they teach us how to become wealthy? The Tanan. The Mishnah says in Masechet Baba Basra, Hamoicha Peres L'Chaveri, one person sells fruit to someone else. And we learned yesterday that for a transaction to be valid, there has to be a kinyan. So Mashach V'Lay Modad, if the buyer did Mashicha, even though he doesn't know exactly how much he's receiving, he didn't actually measure how much he's receiving, Kana, there is a kinyan. And as the Rishonim explained, The reason it's a Kenyan is because they made up what it's going to be. They made up it's $1 a pound of apples, and he did a Maisa Mashiacha. It's a valid Kenyan. However, Madad V'loy Moshach, if they just measured without a Kenyan, like Kana. So now, this buyer who did not do a Kenyan has a real concern that the seller may back out of the deal. But let's say the item is just too hard, it's too difficult to do a Kenyan on. How does he protect himself? He rents the space where this item is on. It becomes a Kenyan chotzer, and that's why it becomes his, and the seller can no longer back out. So Chazal gave us an eitzah, how a person can protect his purchases from the seller walking away, and he could protect his ashiris. Mapa, widow Chazal teaches a halacha, and by the way, they teach us how to become healthy. The Tanan, there's a Mishnah Masechta Pesachim. Layilos Odom Chitim, a person is now allowed to chew wheat, v'yiniach agav makos v'Pesach, and then put that chewed wheat on his wound, on Pesach, neshmach mitzos, because it makes chametz. And chametz is also on Pesach. So as the Magen Avraham explains the Gemara, obviously, this is halacha on Pesach. The rest of the year, chametz is not an issue. Why does the Mishnah use the word v'Pesach? To teach us, on Pesach, don't do it, because we have an issue of bayirah, bayimotzah. But the rest of the year, do it, because it's a way to have a refuah if you have a wound. So now we begin beautiful Gemara. Tanabam b'shas p'tirosa sh'rebi. As Levi was leaving the world, amal l'bona eni tzarech. He said, I need my children. And the Mefarshim explained, how does this Gemara come here? Because, as we're going to learn, Rebbe spoke about his wife, and what the Yisoyim should do for the wife. And as the Pnei Yeshua explained, given that Rebbe was the Nasi, so he was like the president, he lived in the White House. So it wasn't really his home, yet, just like we're learning in this Mishnah, we preserve the wife's residence. So here too, Rebbe went out of his way to preserve his Amana's residence, and that's how it gets into this Gemara. So he says, L'bonai ani tzorich. So there's a beautiful pshat from the Avodas HaGershuni. The Avodas HaGershuni says like this, as long as a person is alive, he can learn Torah and do mitzvahs and grow. When a person leaves the world, he can no longer learn Torah. He can no longer do mitzvahs. So how could the person continue growing if his children, who he left in this world, learn Torah and do mitzvahs? That gives him an aliyah. As he was leaving this world, he says, Labanai, I need tzarech. I so desperately need you to do mitzvahs and learn Torah so that I should be able to continue growing. Nechnas Subanav Etzlo. So his children came to him. Amalu, and he told him, Hisharu b'kvayt imchem, and we'll discuss this in a moment. Ne yedolot b'mkoymoy, you should have a light in my place. Shulchan ye'aruch, you should have a table set. And meet the time mitzvahs m'koymoy, the bed should be set. So Mefarshim explained, Rameh Shapiro says a beautiful vart. He says, Rebbe was giving his children instructions on how to live. And he told them, Ner Yehei Dolok. Ner means Torah, Torah Or. You should always learn Torah. But don't learn Torah at the expense of not doing Chesed. Shulchan Yehei Aruch. You should have a table set for guests. If you will live a life of Torah v'Chesed, you will have Mitatei Mitzas, you'll have good children. Yosef Chofni, Shimon Afrasi, Yosef Chofni and Shimon Afrasi, Haim Shimshuni B'chayei, they were the ones that were my attendants while I was alive, V'haim Shimshuni B'maisi, and they will continue when I leave the world. And that flaw explains. He says, the Gemara says, Masechta Megillah, that a person who is a Maggid Shir is not supposed to be used as a Shamus. He says, the people from Haifa had problems speaking, so they never became Maggid Shurim. He says, that's why these Talmidim, who are not Magid Shurim, are qualified to be Shamasim. His Haru B'Kvayt Imchem. So the first thing he told them was, respect your mother. Ask the Gemara. He has to tell them to respect their mother? Deraisa hi. There's a Chiv Deraisa. The Ksiv Kabra Simecha Asavichva Simecha. Answers the Gemara, Eishas Avavoy. This wasn't really their mother. It was his wife. Ask the Gemara, Eishas Av Nami Deraisa hi. To respect one's father's wife is a chiv deraisa. The Tanya Kabris Avicha Vasimecho, es Avicha, the extra as, to teach Zu'eshes Avicha, Vesimecha Zubalimecha. So again, why does he have to Vav Yisera, L'Rabbis Asachicha Agadol? So why does he need to have to tell them this? Answers the Gemara, Hani Mili Mechayim, when does one have to respect his parent's spouse only while his parent is alive? Avalach Misa Loi. And he was telling them that even though I'm no longer here, you have to continue, I want you to continue respecting my wife. The Chassam Sofer says the chiyuv of respecting one's parent's spouse is only chiyuv kibud. But we know a regular parent, there's also chiyuv ish imay v'oviv tiro. That, he says, since there is no pasuk by yira, adding these people, there's no chiyuv of yira to them. Others disagree, because kibud and yira travel together, and if there's a chiyuv kibud, there's a chiyuv yira. There's a lot of halacha l'maisa here. We're just touching some subjects. The Rishonim do, however, say that if one's parent's spouse is not just the person that was married to his parent, it's a person who raised him, then he has an obligation to support, to respect them even after his parent passes away. Also, Rabbi Yosef Engel says that if a woman was an Ishus Chavar, she was the wife of a Talmud Chacham, that doesn't end when her husband dies, and there's an obligation to continue respecting her in that role. The Gemara says here, Achicha HaGodl. One has to respect his older brother. There are a number of Machlokes Rishonim, how to understand Achicha HaGodl. One Shaila doesn't mean only the Bechor, and the reason is because the Bechor typically will be the Malamuk and will be the successor of the father, or is it all of one's older siblings? So let's say you're the sixth sibling and you have five older siblings, you have to respect all of them. Another Shaila, does it only apply to an older brother? Let's say the brother's the oldest. Let's say the oldest child is a daughter. Does the same din apply? Is it only a child of your father? Let's say it's your older brother, but it's your mother's son, not your father's son. All of these are machlokes rishonim. One more shaila, is the obligation to respect your older brother only like is the same like your father's spouse, and it's only as long as your father is alive, it's the same pasuk, or does that obligation remain even after one's parents pass away? Why did he want all these things set? So he says, Kobe Shimshi, every Friday evening, have a osila basi. Rabbi Yehuda would come back, Rabbi would come back. Why is that called Beit HaShemashos? Because the most significant evening of the week is Friday night. Moreover, Rashi says, that's the time where everybody's careful to know when is the Beit HaShemashos, when is the Zman to know it's Shabbos. Have a Beit HaShemashos. There was one Friday evening, Osa Shavefta Kakari Ababa. A neighbor came knocking on the door. Omre Amsei, and Rabbi's slave woman said to the neighbor, Shtiku, don't make noise. The Rebbe Yosef, Kivin the Shama, once Rebbe saw that everybody was making other people aware that he came back, even after he left the world every Friday night, Shuv loy asa, he no longer came Friday nights. Shloy lahoitzi lazal tzidikim rishonim, to say only he who came back, not anyone else. And there's a fascinating Gilyon Hashas. Kivega quotes a Sefer Chassidim that says, Vayanir b'bigdei chamudos, Rebbe would come back every Friday night, wearing his Shabbos begodim, sheloivus b'Shabbos, that he wore every Shabbos, or paitis ram b'kiddush yom, he would make kiddush, v'loik shameisim, shem choshim mitzvahs, not like all the other people that once they die, they no longer obligated to doing mitzvahs, k'tzedikim chayim u'paitrim b'kiddush. What do you call it? They are considered tzedikim v'misosim kruim chayim. Why Friday night? Because Rebbe, as we're going to learn, was the epitome of kedusha. Kiddush represents Kedusha, and that's why Rebbe came Friday night and made Kiddush. The Paiskim discussed this at great length. It's not a shaila that's very relevant, that we should worry about a dead person doing a mitzvah on our behalf. Although they do discuss, the Paiskim, the Chassam Sofer says a fascinating vart. The Chassam Sofer says, we know that Eliyahu HaNavi comes to every bris. So the question is, how could Eliyahu HaNavi come to a bris on Shabbos? He has to come past the Tchum, he has to travel on Shabbos. So the Chassam Sofer says the following. He's Potter, because he's not alive. Our Gemara says that Rebbe is a tzaddik. The Sefer Chassidim here says that Rebbe is a tzaddik and he's still mechuyev in mitzvahs. So Chassam Sofer makes the following distinction. He says, if the tzaddik is actually visible to us, even though he's dead, he's chuyev in mitzvahs. Rebbe was visible to the members of his family. Mash ein kein Eliyahu Navi. When he comes to Bris, we don't see him. So when a tzaddik, who's no longer alive, comes to this world, but he's not visible, he's potter min ha-mitzvahs. Yosef Chofni, Shimon Afrati, Heim Shim Shuni b'chayei, V'heim Yishim Shuni b'moisi. Sova minei, B'hayden Almu hu d'komer. He meant that when he dies, they should take care of the Levaya. However, Kim d'chozer, d'kodem rasayu la'arsei, that they passed away before he did, Amishmamin olahu Almu hu d'komer. He meant in the next world, they will be my attendants. And why did he go out of his way to say this? That they died young, and they because they did Averis. It was only as long as Rebbe was alive. It was only that reason that they lived. So that's why he went out of his way to say, these are great people, even though they died young, and my proof is that they will be together with me in the Olam HaEmes. And like the Mefarshim explained, the Olam HaEmes, not that we've ever seen it, is Yeshiva, with Talmid HaChomes saying Shurim, with Talmidim. Amram Chachmi Yisrael Anitzorach. So as he's passing away, he says, I need to have the Chachom come to me. Nichnasu Etzel Chachmi Yisrael, so Chachmi Yisrael come to see him. Amram Altas Beduni Be'ayoris. There are three types of cities. There are Kfarim, which are small cities, Ayoris are a little larger, and Krachim are very large. So he says, and Mark's going to explain each one, don't make my husband in the average-sized cities, only the big cities. The yeshiva, yeshiva lachash loishimayim, I only want haspedim for 30 days. Shimon b'ni chacham, Shimon my son should be appointed as the chacham, and Gamliel b'ni should be the nasi, and Chanina bar chama, who's not my son at all, Yosh b'rosh should be the rosh yeshiva. And the Gemara goes into each subject. Altas beduni b'ayoris, savimenei, Mishim terchu dekamar. They thought, because he didn't want to make people have the bother of making so many hespedim. Kivin dechaz dekasabti b'rabi, that they only made very large hespedim. V'ka'asi kula alma, to which a large attendance came. Amru shmami na mishim yikruhu dekamar. He meant that there should be kavod ha'Torah. And kavod ha'Torah demands that there should be very large hespedim. So Mashah says a fascinating vart. We know the Rebbe was the paradigm of anova, of modesty. He says, but modesty doesn't mean just to be humble. It has to be with seichel. And therefore, where this kavod ha'Torah on the line, kavod ha'Torah is more important than his modesty. And he said the kavod ha'Torah required that there should be these large hespedim. There's a vart from Yeshua Leib Diskin on this Gemara. He says a vart to teach us what a person is supposed to speak about by a hesped. He says, Altis beduni b'ayoris. When you say a hesped about me, don't speak about ayoris, foolish, mundane things. Tis beduni b'krochim. When you speak about me, speak about what's important, not the foolish little stories. Yeshiva yeshiva lach shlosh miyoyim, make a hesped for me only for 30 days. I shouldn't be greater than Moshe Rabbeinu. So Gemara says, tlos in yomin, for 30 days, saftin, they set a hesped on him, biyoyim v'layla, by day and night. Mikan ve'elach, after 30 days, softa biyom mama, they set a hesped by day, v'gors v'layla, a soft b'layla, or they set a hesped by day, the gods to be your mama, and they learned by day, add the sabbath teray suyachashata until the 12 months of the veilus ended. Which day, the Mefarshim ask, did they decide it should be by day or by night? So they say, if the day was yontif, so you can't say a hesped on yontif, so they said the hesped by night. If it wasn't yontif, they could say the hesped by day and learn by night. So Mefarshim ask, Rebbe's saying that he shouldn't be treated better than Moshe Rabbeinu. But yet he was. Moshe Rabbeinu, the pasuk says, 30 days, and that's it. Rebbe, we find that for the whole year, they kept on saying hespedim. So I saw a number of teruzim. One teruz is that they really did the same as Moshe Rabbeinu. What the pasuk means is, for 30 days it was day and night, and afterwards it was like by Rebbe. Another teretz is, Moshe Rabbeinu left a successor like Yeshua. So the tsar wasn't so great. Rebbe did not leave a successor who was at all like him. So the tsar was greater, so that's why there was more of a hesped. And the third teretz I saw is interesting teretz. We know that after Moshe Rabbeinu died, they went to war. So all day they were busy with war. If they're going to be busy with war by day and saying hespedim by night, they'll never learn. So that's why they didn't continue with their hespedim. In the time of Rebbe's death, they weren't busy with war, so they could learn by day and say hespedim by night, or vice versa. Hahu yom deshkafte the Rebbe, the day the Rebbe passed away, nafka baskel v'amra, a baskel came in and said, call the haver the bashkafs of the Rebbe, whoever was by the death of Rebbe, mezumen l'chaya oylem haba, will have oylem haba. So Tosfos says, everybody, we learn in Pirkei Avos, to call Yisrael yeshlem chelek olam haba. So what does this have to do with it? So Tosfos says that he'll go to oylem haba without any yisurim. He'll go right into oylem haba. Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan says a beautiful pshat. He says, the Gemara says, the misa tzaddikim mechaperis, the death of tzaddikim is mechaper, just like Yom Kippur. He says, Rebbe is the man, the Omer, in Masech the Yuma, that says Yom Kippur is mechaper without tshuva. So he says, just like Rebbe held that Yom Kippur helps without tshuva, and right away as a kapara, so too Rebbe's death will help without tshuva, and everybody will go right into Olam Haba. Says the Gemara, who koivis? Kol yom havasu kamei. There was a person who was a laundryman, who used to visit Rebbe every day. Hahu yom aloyasa. Punk the day Rebbe died, he didn't come. Kivin de shchema hachi. He heard this, that whoever was there will have Olam Haba, and he missed it. Solak l'igra, v'nafak l'arav amiss. He jumped off the roof. Yotza baskov amra, afu kaivis mezum l'chay Olam Haba. And obviously, this Gemara is a very difficult Gemara to understand. Suicide, we know, is prohibited. So how did he commit suicide? So some explain, he just went to the roof because he was perturbed. And because he was so perturbed, he didn't pay attention, he fell off the roof. That's one pshat. Another pshat is that if a person commits suicide because he's in emotional distress, that's not called suicide, which is a heter that's used under certain circumstances. And a third pshat, which is a little more complicated, is that the Medrash says that the day Rebbe died was a Friday. And they got delayed with the Levaya, and it was already Friday night Shabbos. But there was a nace that the sun didn't set till everybody got home. And then Shabbos started. So everybody who had this nace happen for them is because they were busy with the Levaya of Rebbe. This Kaivis was Mechal Shabbos, not because he was busy with Rebbe, because he thought the day was longer. So he had no right to be Mechal Shabbos, and that's why he committed suicide because of the Avera that he did. Shimon ben Chacham. So Shimon, my son, should be Chama. My Chama, what are we saying? Hoch Chamer. Abi Shimon ben Chacham. Even though Shimon, my son, is the smartest, Gamliel ben Nasi. Gamliel should be the Nasi. Amalei v'tzvich l'meima. Why do they need to say it? Amar Shimon ben Rebbe, tzorch alach l'matchalasach. Levi, we know, was lame. And he became lame because he spoke not so nicely about HaKadosh Baruch Hu when there was a hunger that you left the world and don't care. My kashle, and so what was bothering Rebbe? Hakama, v'sem loch nosim lahirim ki hu abechor. So he gave the bechira to hirim because he was bechor. So why don't you give the nesius to your bechor? So says the Gemara, hu memalim makam avoyis of hava. He was a worthy successor. Regemliel ain't memalim makam avoyis of hava, and that's why he was. Didn't understand why Rebbe appointed Rebbe Gamliel. Asked the Gemara, Rebbe, my tama avad hachi. Why did Rebbe actually do this? Says the Gemara, nah, the enim amal makam avais b'chachma. Even though Rebbe Gamliel wasn't up to par when chachma, b'yiris chait memal makam avais of hava, he did come up to par in Yerushamayim, and that's why he was appointed Nasi. And this is the basis that a lot of Paiskim say that when it comes to Rabbanus, which has to do with Torah, it's not something that's given over Birusha. The Rechaim says the same is even for a Rebbe. It shouldn't be given over Birusha. There are, the Chassam Sofer says in the Tshuva, that since Rabbanus nowadays is not really specifically a Torah job, It's a leadership job. And since only when it has to do with Talmud Torah does it not go Birusha, something that has nothing to do with Talmud Torah can be given over Birusha. Chanina b'chama yesh b'rosh. Chanina b'chama should be the Rosh Yeshiva. And that makes sense, because this is a Torah position, and therefore, even though he wasn't his son, he was the most worthy, and he became Rosh Yeshiva. L'kiva Rav Chanina, but Rav Chanina did not accept the position, she Rav Ephes Golem Meneshtei Shona B'mechza, because Rav Ephes was 2.5 years older than him, and he didn't feel it was appropriate that he should become Rosh Yeshiva. Yosef B'Rosh, Yosef Rav Ephes B'Rosh, so Rav Ephes was appointed Rosh Yeshiva, for Yosef Rav Chanina B'Avroi. Rav Chanina also wasn't ready to sit in Rav Ephes' shir. He says, I'm not looking to take away the position from him, but I don't want to go to his shir. So that's why the Yosef Rav Chanina Avroi. Rav Chanina sat outside of the Beis Medrash, for also the Levi Yosef Gabei. And Levi joined Rav Chanina outside the Beis Medrash. Nach Nefesh Rav Ephes. Then Rav Ephes passed away. The Yosef Rav Chanina Bereisha. So they appointed Rav Chanina. And now Levi had nobody to sit with him outdoors. The castle of Belville. So Levi traveled to Belville. They told Rav, Gavur Rabbi Ikla Nadar, a great person came from Etzisrot Nadar, Umitla, and he's a person that limps. The Dorish Kalila Shari. He's the one that says that you're allowed to wear a tiara on Shabbos. The Gemara Masechta Shabbos says that a woman's not allowed to wear jewelry on Shabbos, because we're concerned she may take it off in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to show it to her friend. But Levi says a woman who wears a tiara is not the type of woman that's going to show off her jewelry in the street. Oma, Shmamino Nach Nefesh the Rav Ephes. So Rav says, I understand Rav Ephes passed away. The Yosef Rav Chanina Bereshe. And now Rav Chanina went into the yeshiva because he came to Rosh Yeshiva. The Loi Havale Levi Inish Lemesa B'Gabei. So now Levi has no one to sit with him outside. The cause, so that's why he came here. Ask the Gemara, Emer Rav Chanina Noch Nefesh, maybe Rav Chanina died, Rav Esav Kriyaf Siyasa, Rav Nesav is still the Rosh Yeshiva, and still Levi came here because he doesn't have Rav Chanina anymore, Levi Inish Lemesa Gavei, and that's why Kasa answers the Gemara two Trutzim. Ibai say, Levi Lerav Ephes Mekiv Havakayaflei. Levi would not have a problem going to Rav Ephes this year, because Rav Ephes was older than Levi. Ibai say, Mekivin Amar Rebbe, Chanina b'chama yesh b'rosh. Rebbe said before he died that Chanina will be the Rosh Yeshiva. Lo sagid lo melech. He must become Rosh Yeshiva. The ksivu b'tzadikim, it says regarding tzadikim, the tigza omer v'yoy melech. Whatever tzadik says, happens. And if Rebbe said Rav Chanina will be Rosh Yeshiva, he must be Rosh Yeshiva. Ask Gemara, why did he point Rav Chanina v'av Rav Chia? Why not Rav Chia? And Pnei Yeshua says, what made Rav Chia better than Rav Chanina? The Gemara is going to say Rav Chanina was a bigger lamdan. Answers to Pnei Yeshua. Rav Chanina was a bigger lamdan, but Rav Chia was a bigger baki. And to be a good Rosh Yeshiva, you have to know Shas. Answer the Gemara, Noch Nafshe. Rav Chia already passed away. Ask the Gemara, Rav Chia, Ani Risi Kvevishal Rebbe. So we see that Rav Chia lived after Rebbe died. But rather to love the most, and I cried when I saw it. Says the Gemara Epoch, just the opposite. Rebbe speaking about Rav Chia. Says the Gemara Rav Chia, Oy si yom shemes Rebbe batel kedusha. So you see that he was alive. Epoch. Now what pshat batel kedusha? Taisa says two pshatim. One pshat is the Rebbe, as we said earlier, was the paradigm of kedusha of Anova. Another pshat Taisa says that even though typically a kohen is not allowed to go to a levaya, Rebbe Kohanim were allowed to, he quotes Reb Chaim Kohen, says that Rebbe, you were allowed to go to his Levi, even Kohanim. And he says, Reb Chaim Kohen, who was a Kohen, says, had I been alive when Rabbeinu Tam passed away, I would have gone to his Levi, even though I'm a Kohen. And the Mefarshim say two explanations. One is because they were the leader of their generation. And another pshat that they say is because they died of Mises Nashika. However, all the Paiskim, there's a Sefer Tzion LeNefesh Tzvi, quotes all the Paiskim, Chassidisha, Litvisha, Satmi Rebbe, Rafutna, Rebbe Yankiv, Ramosh, Rebbe Shlomo Zalman, that say the Kohanim should chas v'shalom not rely on this heter, and even for a tzaddik, a kohen should not go to Levaya. V'atani k'shchol Rebbe nechnas Rav Chia etzloi. When Rebbe got sick, Rav Chia came to him, O'matah shubaycha, Amalei Rebbe b'nei matah baycha, why are you crying? But Tanya, somebody dies when he's smiling, simanyofalai, because it shows that he is accomplished what he was supposed to. B'taycha bechi, simanyofalai. Pan of lamala, somebody dies with his face up, simanyofalai. That means he's facing where he came from. He's going to Shemayim. Pan of lamata, simanyofalai. It looks like he's going to Gehenim. Pan of klapiam, simanyofalai, because he causes people to do tshuva. Klapia kaisel, if he faces the wall, simanyofalai. Panim Yerukim, if his face is green, Simin Raloi. Panim Tzum V'adumim, if his face glows, Simin Yofaloi. Meisper of Shabbos, if he dies on Friday, Simin Yofaloi. B'matzah Shabbos, Simin Raloi. Meisper of Yom Kippurim, Simin Raloi. B'matzah Yom Kippurim, Simin Yofaloi. Meis Mechaelim Ma'ayim, if somebody died from a stomach ailment, Simin Yofaloi. Meisher Ruben Shal Tzadikim, Misos Mechaelim Ma'ayim. Most Tzadikim died from stomach ailments. I'm crying that your Torah and mitzvahs will no longer be here. So we see that Rav Chiya lived after Rebbi. Really, Rav Chiya lived after Rebbi. So why didn't Rebbe appoint him Rosh Yeshiva? Rav Chiya also a mitzvah hava. Rav Chiya was busy doing mitzvahs. We'll see which mitzvah in a moment. Rebbe sover loy afagri. I don't want to take him away from doing mitzvahs. Rav Chanina and Rav Chiya had a debate. Omar Rav Chanina and Rav Chiya, Behadid the Deem Mintzis, you're arguing with me, the Mechas Hashem Nishtak the Torah in Yisrael, if nobody would remember any Torah, Mehidran Elam Papule, I would be the one with my learning that could make everybody remember the Torah. Omar Rav Chiya, I'm not Avdi the Lam Nishtak the Torah in Yisrael. I'm greater because I did something tangible to prevent Torah from being forgotten. Daisin the Kitna, I took Katan, for Shadina Umgadilna Nijbi, I went and I made combs for Tzadina Tavya, and I captured deer, Umchelna Basar Yasmi, in other words, I made paper and I gave you some food, for Richta Megilta, and I prepared scrolls, the Mashk the Tavya, from the hides of those deer. The Sitna Lamas the Les by Mikri the Dadaki, and I went to a community where there was no day school. The Kasivna Khamish Khumshl Khamish Yonki, and I wrote Khmashin for these children, the Kumsina Shisr Midrash Lashita Yunuke, and I brought Mishnayas to six children, the Kal Khad Vikhad, Amale Asni Sidrich Lakhavrich, and I told him when you finish yours, give it to your friend, the Hani the Amir Rebbe, Gdala Maisakhiya. Look what great things Rav Chiya did, that he taught children Torah, and like that, Torah was not forgotten by Klal Yisrael. Omale Rav Shimon Rebbe Afila Mimcha, is his actions even greater than you? Omale in. Omale Rav Shimon Rebbe Yossi Afila Ma'aba, we know the Rebbe had great respect for Rebbe Yossi, so he asked him what Rav Chiya did, was it greater than Rebbe Yossi? Omale Chas V'Shalom Lahay that much not. But Rav Chiya, who taught people Torah, and like the Gra explains, not only did he teach them Torah, he went through every tircha in preparing the yeshiva. He gave them to eat, he prepared for them their schoolwork, their svarim. That is what greatness is all about.